Being Tim, written by Yure and read by K-Burb. This is a Bat fanfic rated general audiences in which no archive warnings apply. It features the characters of Tim Drake, Pam Fox, Steph Brown, and Jason Todd. Summary. Tim has always been whatever was expected of him. He's beginning to understand those expectations have room to simply be Tim.
Never good, just the bad and the ugly laid in front of you. Nothing quite like seeing the world through the TV's window. Feeling helpless, I look for distraction.
Last night was late, even by Bat standards. Though a movie night at Tim's was a replaced Robin special instead of Bat Standard Patrol. Jason and Steph had been over eating their weights and junk food on a rare night off, and the three of them had fallen asleep sprawled around Tim's living room. Actually, Steph was on the kitchen floor, but that was something uniquely Steph. The weirdo liked cold floors. The point was, they'd all had a little bit too much sugary soda, topped off with handfuls of their favorite sugary confections, and crashed out, and then Tim had slept through his first work alarm, and the second too. His important WE meeting scheduled today alarms, which left him scrambling for any sort of clean clothes, a matching pair of shoes, and the first half cup of brewed coffee to come out of the machine before he had to leave when the third last gasp alarm had gone off. Sorry, Tim, I know I'm a bit late. Steph was over, and we forgot I needed to be up early. Slept through a couple of alarms, caught the last one. I'll be in the boardroom in a minute after I grab the papers from my office. I can see Stephanie was over. Are you wearing that for the meeting? It's a bit outside your usual style, but it's nice. I bet we'll get through it with half as many interruptions if Mr. Davis is distracted long enough. Clean clothes had been the goal. Apparently anything else hadn't registered, but he'd gotten ready before he'd had any coffee at all. He was a little worried to look down to see what he'd grabbed. Please let it not have been any part of someone's costume. Gray dress slacks paired with a narrow-waisted, flared bottom, off-white with small purple florals blouse that was, now that he was looking, very obviously Stephanie's. He knew letting Steph take over some of his closet for emergencies would come back to bite him. I don't have a spare here. I used it last week. Shit. This was very obviously a woman's shirt, and the meeting was in about 5 minutes. They couldn't exactly start without him. But if he wanted to be taken seriously, showing up late for his own meetings was not the way to do it. Why would you need your spare? Which you really should bring back in soon anyway. It's definitely not your usual style, but it does look quite nice on you. I wish my waist could handle tops like that so nicely. It's Steph's top, so I shouldn't be wearing a lady's top to a meeting. Tim was looking at him oddly. She used to do that a lot, but he thought they'd settled into a sort of common ground when it worked. Are you uncomfortable in it? It doesn't fit badly. It fits you quite well, and you didn't notice till I pointed it out. Are you uncomfortable just because it's a lady's top and you aren't a lady? Or are you uncomfortable because you think the rest of the board will be upset if you're not in a men's suit? Was this a trick question? Men wore boring suits to business meetings. Women could wear things like this top. That was how things went. The latter? Then you can wear that top and be on time, and maybe we'll get lucky if old Johnson has a heart attack and we can replace him. You look lovely, Tim, and if the shirt's not uncomfortable for you to wear, then you can wear it, and others like it whenever you wish. All right? Now, grab those files. The meeting is in 2 minutes. Right. Paperwork first, change of clothes later. It really was a comfortable top, though. And anyway, it was like a guy could have gotten there and none of them would have had a problem, you know? Steph was currently trying to make her forehead one with her rickety kitchen table while Tim was doing her nails. A definite advantage of gloves with costumes was being anonymous when it came to hand features. A lot of people would probably look at Red Robin weirdly if they saw the perfectly manicured businessman hands under the gloves. But guys are restricted from certain things too. Guys are generally seen as physical threats, and unless it's really sleazy, you're a lot more likely to get a pat down for extras as a guy. There are plenty of places that Caroline can go that Alvin would never get near. This hand's done. Switch seats with me so I can get the rest easier. She grumbled, but peeled herself off the slightly humid surface to switch seats. Remind me again why we're doing this at my place instead of your swanky apartment? Because, and I quote, have you ever tried dragging a whole bag of glass bottles around discreetly? It sucks to try. Now hold still, or I'll give you Batman's bat on your nails instead of hoods, and what'll the alley think of you then? I think you're not so cruel, former boy wonder. As a member of the Replaced Robin Society, we are always obligated to say fuck Batman when the chance arises. Fair enough. I'll save that for another time. Rude. But seriously, Caroline can get in so many places. It almost halves my workload sometimes just to walk into a bar as Caroline and order a drink or two, instead of staking out the place or trying to get chummy with the crews. Yeah, but like, isn't it weird to just slap on a dress and makeup and say you're a girl and people buy it? Why would that work? I mean, you don't just put on pants and say you're a guy for your ops, right? Steph pauses. Please tell me you don't do that. I mean, freedom of expression and all. If I say I'm a guy and someone argues I'm not, then they're the asshole. I didn't understand half of that. But seriously, I don't just dress up and say Caroline is a girl. She's got to be a girl or it doesn't work. That doesn't make any sense. Caroline is you, and unless you're keeping things from me, I thought you were a guy. Tim sighs. You know I'm a guy. You've unfortunately seen me naked. But Caroline is a girl. It's like, okay. So Timothy Jackson Drake Wayne is like Bristol-born Silver Spoon baby, right? Like if Tim Drake walked his ass to your apartment. It is very sketchy of you to talk in the third person. Shut up. If he walked into your apartment, even under the hood, he's probably old enough that someone would mug him before they'd help him, right? He'd look lost, rich, soft boy, soft, easy target with money. They wouldn't even have to know exactly who he was, because that's kidnap territory. But the way he looked and the way he dressed would be really obvious that he didn't belong, right? You know it, Bristol baby. Steph, I walked in here today, took the bus, skated the rest of the way, said hi to the usual driver, said hi to a few guys of hoods that live around here that aren't assholes, said hi to a homeless guy a block over and gave him some change. Steph, none of them even made a move to consider jumping me, and I promised you takeout, so I definitely have money in my wallet. What makes Timothy Drake different from Tim? Steph, thanks. Your clothes and hair, and a skateboard. So skater boy ripped jeans and ungelled hair make an alley kid out of me? Steph, you got used to it, but I know rich people manners used to freak you out, Tim points out. It's how you act combined with clothes and appearance that determine how people see you. I know you know this. Shut up. I'm too used to your freaky pod person personas now to register them as otherworldly. So you pod person Caroline. Is what you're saying, though? She asks. Given we've dealt with actual pod people, let's not make that comparison again where B can hear it. It's not entirely wrong, though, Tim admits. Caroline is a girl, so she's like girl manners. Like if I was born Thea instead of Tim, then she's Thea, but like a not Tim-related name because undercover op. So Caroline's just you, but female and undercover instead of plain undercover? Isn't that still, like, weird because you're a guy? Like, to be getting called a girl when you're you underneath still? Why would it be? Because I guess a lot of guys don't like being called girls. Tim rolls his eyes. Well, that's stupid. I mean, if I'm saying I'm a girl, then wouldn't I be more upset if people called me a guy? And when I'm Tim, people do call me a guy, so that's fine. Huh. Well, you're always going to be Bristol baby to me, regardless of outfits. So finish up my detailing so I can start on yours once these dry, staff demands. Whatever you say, Rick girl. Just don't give me all purple shades this time. Someone at the office thought I'd failed a DIY project and hammered my thumb when they glanced at it last time. Staff gives him a wicked grin. No promises. Jason, I need a hand with this. Dick said are you cooking chili? Hello, Jason. How are you? I'm fine. Just making a pot of chili because the weather's been wet lately. And you? Oh, I'm just swell, echoed out from the apparently occupied kitchen. Tim finished climbing in the safe house window sheepishly and headed for the kitchen. Sorry, Jason. Just got a bit hyper-focused, but it can wait. And the chili really does smell good. It had better. None of that pre-canned shit here. You gotta put it together and simmer it down properly yourself. Tim rounded the corner to the kitchen and stopped dead. Jason was indeed cooking chili. He was also standing at the stove in an oversized gray hoodie and a swishy green skirt. Are you undercover in your own apartment? Jason turned to him and blinked. If I was, you would have just blown it, but no, not that I know of. What's up, Timbit? Not undercover, but Jason was... You're wearing a skirt. To cook chili? Jason looked down like he'd forgotten he was wearing it. Not specifically to cook chili, but yeah. You got a problem with that? No. No problem. Just surprised is all. Is the chili almost done, or... Another hour or so. It's been simmering half of the afternoon, but the tomatoes were a bit watery. Off-season produce, you know. He turned back to stir the pot again, before moving to the counter beside it, still laden with various ingredients. The dress swirled when he turned. Oi, Timbit, you know the rules. You want my food, you help with the prep. He slid a cutting board down the counter a bit to sit beside him with lettuce, cucumbers, and a few other things lined up on it. Pretty sure you can't mess up a salad too badly. Who do you take me for? Dick? B? Tim moved to wash his hands before starting his assigned food payment. As he went by, the breeze from moving past rustled the skirt once more. It was pretty, but it hung oddly, like there were, perhaps, little weights in the hem. Cool. He started chopping up the stuff left to him, and Jason moved a bowl to grab from another cupboard to put it in. The skirt swirled again, catching Tim's attention, and stopped in front of him. Oops. He looked up to Jason's somewhat bemused stare. It's weighted? Jason quirked an eyebrow. Yeah, helps it flow better. Oh, Tim turned back to the salad. It looked like Jason was setting up garlic bread to go in the oven in batches. Also, some kind of fruity parfait cups that were probably dessert. He kept turning back to stir the chili. The skirt kept twirling. You want one? What? The skirt, Timbit. You keep staring. You want to wear one, I got a spare, and we can pin the waist in to fit you. Tim blinked. But I'm not undercover. Jason rolled his eyes. Neither am I. It's comfy as fuck, though, and the swirling is great. You don't have to say yes, but you look like you might enjoy wearing one rather than putting a crick in your neck to stare at mine. Jason was right. The loose skirt style really did swish nicely. Finishing the prep work in the kitchen was a lot cooler, too. The food was excellent, which was really only on par for the course of stealing Jason's cooking. After several chilly rainy days, the chili especially was a welcome bit of heat. So, there a reason you have to be undercover to wear a skirt, Tim Tam? This felt like a trick question. Because I'm a guy? So am I. try again. I don't know. Do you like it? Jason asked. The skirt, I mean. Was it nice or was it like making your skin crawl? It was nice. It twirls out really nicely with the weights, and it was a lot cooler to be in your kitchen that way than the pants I came in. Was that why you were wearing it to cook in? And why do you have weighted skirts? Tim asked. Nah, one of the corner girls is trying to learn salsa dancing as like a piece of heritage, and she wanted people to learn with her, so me and some of the girls have a little class in an empty warehouse off of YouTube videos. I do the guys' parts too, but they think it's cute to see me twirling the skirt with them. Jason laughed. Makes them feel better about tripping over their feet if I'm there being silly beside them. Can't say it's too silly to be dancing in a warehouse in front of a laptop if the hood is there learning the steps too. I came home in the skirt and didn't bother changing because it's comfy. Oh, but like, you aren't pretending to be a girl when you dance with them? Do these shoulders look like they blend in with the corner girls? Just a guy comfortable in a skirt, Timmy. You gotta feel like a girl to wear a skirt? Or have you just never tried outside a knot before? I know you've got that Carol you pull out for work stuff. Caroline. And it feels strange with just my t-shirt on, like it's missing something. It's not bad, just strange. I don't mind not putting on all the makeup, though. Huh. Well, I need my skirt back for lessons, but I know the lady that made them for me be more than willing to make a few more in your size. Just need your measurements and a bit of time. If you want to show up at the dance class for a bit to show them off, I know the ladies would probably love to have you. You're a lot more their size than I am. Tim thinks on this. They won't mind Red Robin crashing their class? I'm not exactly their hood to be butting in on their class. You gonna laugh at them? No, it's not like I ever learned salsa dancing. It's not an appropriate gala choice. They're probably going to be leagues better than me. Are they going to laugh if I show up and pull a skirt over my uniform? I mean, probably. I usually put biker shorts under the skirt and a regular black tee under the jacket. Not full gear, just a domino, Jason explains. Just show up with shorts under your skirt and like, actually I'll just text you when the class is running after the skirts are made and you can show up and leave your gear and arrive with me. Biker shorts, skirt, tee, and you can borrow a jacket to go over it. I know a few of the girls would love to have a smaller dance partner to talk to. I guess I could go, if I have time that day. Jason smirk, knowing that Tim will show up. Then it's a date. Now, let me get the parfait out, and you can pull up a movie for us. The end.